wasn't much of a man for disobeying the laws of the land. Folks say that my daddy wasn't fit to kill. Oh, and I know it was true what the people said, 'cause we'd all have been better off dead than to live a life of shame and strife, 'cause of daddy's moonshine still. And my mama was always sweet and kind, but she grew old for her time, worrying about the way we had to live. Yeah, my daddy put the wrinkles in my mama's face. He drunk his share of all he made, and just one more reason I grew to hate my daddy's moonshine still. Daddy's moonshine still was good for nothing but to break mama's heart and to tear her home apart, make our lives a living hell. Them old mason jars of daddy made us wash and set them out the sun on our back porch till he got ready to take them up on the hill. And when daddy got word of the revenue, he made us kids help hide his brew, made us swear that we never knew about daddy's moonshine still. Yeah, two of my brothers drove across the state line once a week with a load of moonshine, and the wounds that came from that won't ever heal. 'Cause on a moonshine run one rainy night, my two brothers lost their lives. Daddy's moonshine still. Daddy's moonshine still was good for nothing but to break mama's heart and to tear her home apart, make our lives a living hell. Well, it broke mama's heart, but she understood the day that I left home for good. But I had to find me another way to live. Not say, but at least it took me far away from daddy's moonshine still. My bootlegging daddy was known quite well, and he made our home a living hell, and I ain't forgot it, and I know that I never will. My mama finally died, she just gave up, and daddy finally died from drinking that stuff, and bad memories haunt the rest of us of daddy's moonshine.